This is Jay Sekulow. The controversy continues on Planned Parenthood, but it doesn't seem to impact the president's support for the organization.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
What we knew then about Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry is now becoming known by the entire world.
Yes, and it's undeniable at this point.
Yeah.
It will come to nothing if we don't have hot pursuit and if we don't do the right things at this point and make sure that this doesn't turn into sort of the story of the day that disappears.
New information that Planned Parenthood and senior director more than $200,000 on top of her salary. Deborah Nucatola secretly recorded, as you remember, in video number one, talking about the selling of body parts of aborted fetuses. Deborah Nucatola has been the senior director of medical services for Planned Parenthood since 2009, but she's been with Planned Parenthood in some capacity since 2005, and at least 1 year during that 10-year stint with the organization, she was also paid more than $200,000 as an independent contractor. On the side, the 51-year-old had founded her own firm called Imogen, and she's still listed as president of the corporation. Not only is she getting her Planned Parenthood salary, but she also got that six-figure paycheck from her side company.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
They have made very clear that they subscribe to and implement the highest ethical standards in carrying out their operations.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Let me tell you who's not God-blessing Planned Parenthood right now. Ford Motor Company, Coca-Cola, and Xerox. And they have notified Planned Parenthood to remove them from their donor list because they do not support, nor have they supported, Planned Parenthood. It does not match employee contributions to the organization. They are getting... Planned Parenthood getting serious pushback from the corporate community. I had George Grant, who wrote the book Grand Illusion and has the book out called Killer Angel, which is about Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. We talked about this. We recorded this interview yesterday. I'm going to play the whole thing next week. But take a listen to what George Grant said about this very topic, and today it's already happening.
What we need to do is we need to put the pressure on companies like Pepsi and Starbucks and
Coca-Cola.
Target.
Yep. Big retail chains, right?
Big retail chains, Macy's. We need to put the pressure on them and say, look, we love your store or we love your product, but we don't want our dollars going to Planned Parenthood.
So Coca-Cola, Ford Motor Company, and Xerox saying they do not support Planned Parenthood and remove us from the list. Jordan, this is exactly what we want to start happening. So it's not just Congress here. It's also these retailers or other companies that were supporting them. We need that stopped as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is having an impact on Planned Parenthood's bottom line now. And whether it's companies who are now disavowing Planned Parenthood or are correcting the record and saying, you know, we can't even find records of donations to Planned Parenthood. The fact is it's changing. And this happened, remember, with the Komen Foundation and the initial videos showing underage. And this one now, I think, has gone to another level. And because of that, we're already seeing the impact on Planned Parenthood's bottom line. There's an article in the liberal Huffington Post about how the pro-abortion groups and the left is kind of freaking out about this.
Yep.
They're trying not to be too public about it, but this is very serious, and that's a good thing for those of us who fight for life.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Logan Sekulow in the studio with me, Manning Periscope. We're thrilled that our Periscope audience is with us. CeCe Heil, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ, is here. Than Bennett in our offices in Washington, D.C., our Director of Government Affairs, and, of course, George. So you're going to hear multiple voices on this issue today, and we want you to be part of the conversation at 1-800-684-3110, at Jay Sekulow via Twitter if you got questions, and, of course, on Periscope. So, pushback is coming already. We'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. Folks, sign on our petition. It is growing, an unbelievable growth of support here. Over 87,000 signatures. Very simple. Let's have a hearing on Planned Parenthood. Let's stop the funding. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255, 877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org. Call now.
My
It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, ACLJ.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, our thoughts and prayers, of course, with the folks in Lafayette, Louisiana, on that terrible shooting last night and the death of two of the people that were there. And, of course, the gunman turned his weapon on himself. What a horrible, tragic situation. And we're joining Governor Bobby Jindal and praying for the people of Lafayette, Louisiana. Keep those in your thoughts and prayers. So Coca-Cola, Ford, and Xerox say we're not supporting Planned Parenthood. This is a good start, by the way. But Planned Parenthood has also pulled out their donor list. Is that what we're hearing right now, Cece?
That's correct. They removed the whole entire list, which leads us to believe that there are probably some other companies on there that would be coming to light saying they have not donated to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, so I think this is an important... Let me get Than in Washington. What's the reaction here?
Well, I actually think this corporation story is a big part of this, Jay, because, listen, maybe some of these corporations never did contribute to Planned Parenthood, as they're saying now, but listen to this. They didn't have any problem with being listed as associated with them last week, and they do this week. This is the tide turning against Planned Parenthood. And the big thing in Washington, D.C., Jay, a lot of people think politicians lead. They don't lead, they follow. And if these corporations are running away from Planned Parenthood, the politicians are about to follow them.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, the reaction we're starting to see on this is building. It's building significantly. And I think Planned Parenthood, I mentioned this with George Grant yesterday. Again, I'll be playing that full interview next week. Is very, very significant. Planned Parenthood, as CeCe mentioned, pulling back on their who they're even their donors are. They are in serious trouble. But also, by the way, the lead abortionist, Noctella, is also now under additional scrutiny because in addition to her Planned Parenthood salary, she was evidently getting paid a couple $100,000 a year by another entity. So there's a lot going on there. Jordan, what's the reaction so far?
Well, I think what we're seeing, as Than said, this pullback from corporate America is a big deal in Washington. I mean, these are some of the louder voices when you're talking about Coca-Cola or Xerox or Ford Motor Company, and they're pulling back, saying, "Wait, we don't support Planned Parenthood. We can't even find in our records if we ever did support Planned Parenthood." That's a good thing to clarify, but it also means that those who may find it back in their records are now under additional scrutiny. Now, Planned Parenthood's pulled that list, as CeCe said, but that does not stop these companies from that list was there, and these companies are now going to have to face these questions. And those companies, they directly impact what goes on in Washington. I mean, just like Planned Parenthood is a $1 billion-a-year business, those are multi-billion-dollar-a-year businesses, and so their impact and their voice matters and it sends a signal. If they're pulling support, that means that Congress can pull support as well.
We got a Periscope comment, actually. DR171 asked, when did Coke, Xerox, and Ford stop donating, and how long until they start donating again, do we think? But mainly with stuff like Xerox. Xerox said 20 years of their records, they can't find any donation to Planned Parenthood.
So
who knows what happened here, but they pulled the website, and it's no longer listed of all the logos and all the, look who all gives to us. It's all gone. It's all off their website because they know they're under extreme scrutiny, not only from the public, but now from the corporate world, who said, why have you been using our brand essentially without us knowing?
Yes, and this is exactly what George Grant and I talked about, exactly, the pressure needed to be put on these companies. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. 1-800-684-3110 is the number.
All right, let's go to Sylvester, who's calling on line 3 from Illinois.
Hi, Sylvester.
Hi. You guys have my respect. You are amazing at what you do. And you are well appreciated, and you have my full support.
Thank you.
But the idea of people scrutinizing the person who shot the video as opposed to the flagrant liars that are slaughtering babies constantly, it's absurd to me.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Sylvester, let me tell you, this is the White House plan. The Department of Justice is going to investigate the filmmakers. Logan, we talked about this yesterday. They did a documentary film. This is protected by the First Amendment. But the White House is turning the attention not on the perpetrators, but rather on those that produced the movie.
That's right. It's not even necessarily just a filmmaker or someone putting out a movie. This is not only just documentarian work. This is journalism. This is news.
Right.
So you can't really throw that back in someone's face. This is essentially what you see. I mean, you can't go after them. Look at your eyewitness news, your local news. What are they always doing? Hidden camera videos. No one's going after them. Why? Because it's protected.
Right. Now, Cece, Planned Parenthood's operation, though, their modus operandi, is always to try to divert. So how do they divert attention? Well, instead of talking about what's going on in their abortion clinics, they try to close down crisis pregnancy centers.
That is correct. And it's amazing to me how they go after them with such a vengeance, all because they are showing women that there is a baby inside of them. And as soon as they see that, they change their mind 80% of the time or more.
Right.
And that's Planned Parenthood's bottom line, and so they are an enemy of Planned Parenthood.
And that's exactly why, Than, Congress, if there was a moment, this is that moment that we've got to galvanize support right now. I mean, this is, you've got the corporations fleeing. Some of them were never there in the first place to protect the corporations. I need to say that. Some of these corporations never supported Planned Parenthood, but Planned Parenthood listed them. And the fact is, they are now in serious, serious trouble. And the question is, are they, and I'm going to ask this to Jordan and Than, I'll go to Than first. Are they in serious trouble politically yet?
I think they absolutely are. You said this yesterday, Jay, but I have never seen more momentum behind this effort than I have today. And really, this corporation story really leads it. Because listen, Planned Parenthood's force in D.C. is enormous. A politician on the left is going to have to think twice about losing that support. But you know what? If they have to choose between Planned Parenthood and the list of these corporations that are now running away, they're going to choose against Planned Parenthood every single time.
But Jordan, the political reality of now is to make the move right. This is the moment.
This is the moment. And this is, we have to capitalize on this because there's pressure. It's not just on members of Congress. It's on corporate America. And that affects Planned Parenthood's bottom line. This is all about, so you're going to be able to put Planned Parenthood out of business completely through this? No. But can you look at, we're talking significant amount of funding. So when it comes to Congress, in the federal funding, taxpayer funding, over $500 million a year. That's close to half their budget. Then you start looking at these grants they receive from corporations. If those start all dropping, you're probably talking about another quarter of their budget that they could start losing because of the impact of this. So you would have this would be a significant moment. It is a significant moment to stop Planned Parenthood. And if there's more videos out there, I think that will just continue the momentum. But we're starting to see the abortion industry exposed. They're going to try their abortion distortion, but they're having a tough time of it right now.
All right, let's go to the phones. Tom's calling from California on line 6.
Tom, hi, Tom.
Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
So what was the question that you just asked?
I'm sorry. I didn't. You called to respond.
Oh, you asked some question, is Planned Parenthood in trouble?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
I said politically in trouble. I didn't mean, you're going to say
no.
Okay.
They, they're protected by the Supreme Court decision.
Protected in what by the Supreme Court decision, Tom? What Supreme Court decision?
Roe versus Wade.
Well, Roe versus Wade doesn't protect the right to sell fetal body parts.
No, but you guys have done this before where you think you have them on the ropes and you don't.
Well, let me break it to you, Tom. I've gotten big verdicts, huge verdicts against Planned Parenthood, gigantic or decisions and settlements out of Planned Parenthood. Let me tell you something else, Tom. There is nothing in a Supreme Court case that protects the right to sell fetal body parts. Go ahead and respond.
What I'm telling you is that
what are you telling
me? Gonna happen.
Well, what's not going to happen?
Well, the video is highly edited. We know
No. That's absolutely not true.
It is edited because it's a three-hour video. Go back and spend your 3 hours of your day and watch it, and you tell me all the different parts of it that are incredibly edited out of context. I think you'd be very surprised of how little or pretty much nothing is edited out of context. It's just a long-form video because it was videotaped over the course of a meeting. And yes, you may say we've had him on the ropes, How many times have you had Coke? Or Xerox or Ford and all these people reacting against Planned Parenthood. That doesn't happen very often.
So Tom, you know, Roe versus Wade is not a license to violate the law. You understand that, right?
They do many good things.
Okay, tell me those good things they do, because let me tell you what they do. What do they do?
They dispense medication to women who can't afford it.
2% of their budget? No, 1% of the budget. Dan, what's the percentage of their assets that are used for helping women with medicine?
Well, when pregnant women come in, it's 327,000 out of 333,000 that get an abortion. And by the way, just to Tom's point,
you hear that? Okay. Tom, hear this number again. This isn't about medicine. What's the number, Dan?
327,000 out of 333,000 pregnant women that go through Planned Parenthood clinic stores.
So tell me if, Tom, you're in favor of abortion, right?
Cite that source.
Alan Guckmacher report from Planned Parenthood, their own source.
Their own annual reports.
So how do you like that, Tom?
You got me on that one.
Yeah, I did get you on that one. So, here's what I suggest. If you're going to support an organization that's in the death business, get your facts straight. Appreciate you calling in. Folks, we're taking a break. We come back. More calls? Maybe some more opposition calls? We don't know. We're taking more calls. But, folks, this is the time. I want to play that God Bless America and God Bless Planned Parenthood right now. I want people to hear this.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
God bless you, God bless America, and thank you, Planned Parenthood. For that reason, I want everybody that's listening to me to go to ACLJ.org and call this number right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And sign that petition right now to end the funding of Planned Parenthood and let's support these corporations that are saying, we're not giving money to Planned Parenthood. We never gave money to Planned Parenthood. Get us off your list. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You shouldn't use the word God and Planned Parenthood in the same sentence. The president used it a couple of times. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 888-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
What that woman does, she's been doing to me. Can't you see? Can't you see?
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. It's nothing wrong with an opposition call, but they don't know their facts. Just so everybody knows, Coca-Cola, Ford, and Xerox side, some say we never did support Planned Parenthood, others saying we no longer support Planned Parenthood. This is a two-part process. It's not just governmental. It's also these corporate support. Because you imagine, Than and Jordan, for a moment here, if we stopped $500 million of government support and these corporations stopped at the same time, the impact would be dramatic.
Well, and the common thread between all three of those statements, Jay, is that none of them support Planned Parenthood now or going forward. And that's right. The important thing here. It has to be politically untenable for a politician to stand behind this organization. And if all the corporations and all the corporate money is running away from them, they are going to have to as well.
Here's what, Jordan, here's what Ford said. We are making sure, this is a quote, that Ford Motor Company is not listed as Planned Parenthood contributor on their website. So they are being very direct on this, really direct on this.
Yeah, they're actively taking steps to not just say we don't know or we need to check, but they're saying we don't want to be a part of this. And so this pressure needs to continue. That, you know, this is what Planned Parenthood touts as one of their talking points, is that you know, they're supported by basically the mainstream world in America. And when these corporations start pulling back, listen, they've already done the calculation. It's better not to be associated with Planned Parenthood, regardless of the views and regardless of this, these talking points we hear about how everyone loves Planned Parenthood. Parenthood and these corporate America. This will not only hurt their bottom line, it also damages severely their credibility at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level.
One of the things they do say is, you know, they do, and that caller, that opposition call, said, oh, they do all these other things. It's interesting. Senator Rand Paul, who's a medical doctor, said this about that exact issue.
Everything that Planned Parenthood does other than abortion is done by community health clinics. There is no reason in the world to have Planned Parenthood other than abortion. No taxpayer dollars should go to it because they are indirectly, if not directly, paying for abortion. We should stop all funding for Planned Parenthood.
Not at that answer. That's right. We got an interesting comment from Periscope, and it kind of ties into a call. Mary Ellen from Illinois is calling on line 3. And the Periscope comment is, there any news on the investigation, or do you think the Justice Department is going to flake out again? And that is kind of what Mary Ellen has to say. So, Mary Ellen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi. It occurred to me when I saw that the Department of Justice is going to investigate the video recorder company. I thought to myself, that's just what they did with Benghazi in election cycle. As soon as something comes up they don't want to be associated with, they blame it on some video to distract the whole electorate.
Yeah, well, here's exactly what's happening. Let's see, CeCe's actually part of the team leading. We are looking at all of this. The DOJ first said, we're going to look at all the, you know, we're looking at the film, and then they decided all of the effort, because Josh Earnest said this. So I'm going to play Josh Earnest's bite again, where he says this, and it gets CeCe to comment. They have turned the entire attention of this, Mary Ellen, not to the abhorrent, disgusting practices of Planned Parenthood, discussed over wine and salad, selling fetal body parts and where to crunch. But instead, they're focusing on the filmmaker. And here's Josh Earnest, the president's spokesperson.
I haven't spoken to the president about the actual videos. I have read the reports, and I'm confident that he has too, raising significant concerns about the way in which those videos were selectively edited to distort not just the words of the individual speaking, but also the position of Planned Parenthood.
CeCe, that the fact that the fetal body parts are being harvested and sold, which violates federal law, what he's concerned about is the video.
Right, and that is the spin that they always do, because when people realize abortion for what it is, they are totally against it. They did it with the Unborn Pain Capable Act when they started talking about rape and incest, because they didn't want to talk about abortion. Absolutely.
Right.
Here, now they're making the people that did the video the enemy, because, again, they have to spin it a different way. It can't be what it really is because people are against it.
Absolutely correct. Let's go right back to the phones.
All right, Evan's calling from New Jersey on line 1 with a similar comment.
Hi, Evan.
Good afternoon, Jay. Oh, God bless you guys.
Thanks.
And your team. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I called early in the week. I'm still trying to digest this, Jay. This is just unbelievably disgusting.
Yep.
But then, you know what? It came to me. This is why I called back. I had only two comments. The first one is, now I see why, Jay, they want to be able to do second and third trimester abortions.
Exactly.
So they can harvest and sell the most fully developed body parts, organs, and tissue.
Yes, and let me say this. Than, you have the number. We've calculated the math of what they would be able to do, and it is a – you ready for this? What was it, Than? $150 million of revenue a year?
$130 million, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. $130 million a year, Evan Ear. You had your second point. But that's exactly – that's why they're fighting, yes, for these late-term abortions. Absolutely right.
And my last comment was in regards to President Obama and his God bless Planned Parenthood. Well, the only God I know that would bless something like that, it's not a God. It's a little G-God.
Well, I say don't use the word God in the same sentence with Planned Parenthood. What's interesting also, I interviewed George Grant yesterday. We're going to play it next week. We're also going to have it for television. We talked a little bit about this, how this is now becoming known in the whole world. Take a listen to number 17. What we knew then about Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry is now becoming known by the entire world.
Yes, and it's undeniable at this point.
Yeah.
It will come to nothing if we don't have hot pursuit and if we don't do the right things at this point and make sure that this doesn't turn into sort of the story of the day that disappears.
And this is, in fact, the story that's not disappearing, because the fact is there's more of this information coming out. By the way, we're here for another 30 minutes. Of course, on Periscope, you get the full broadcast, SiriusXM, a number of stations. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're going to keep our whole team here to work on this, so I encourage you to stay engaged on this issue.
That's right. A lot of people are chiming in on Periscope. Make sure you log on and be a part of the conversation, the good and the bad. Everyone's kind of talking on here. And it's a really good place to get your comment on the air. And a lot of people, the discussion is bad. And one of the persons who was opposing said they heard that just Fox News said that 96% of the money is used for abortion.
No.
We know that is not necessarily the case.
The Guckmacher Institute, which is their institute, they don't hide their numbers. I mean, they're proud of the fact that they have 340,000 abortions a year.
Yeah, that's right. And we use those statistics, their very own statistics, against them all the time. They are very proud of it. And one thing that kind of made me disgusted when I was seeing all the video in this, when one of the Planned Parenthood ladies said, you know, we've been very good at getting the heart, the lung, the liver, because we know that I'm not going to crush that part. So they crush below. But what you have to understand is that's a baby that feels pain, and we know that.
Yeah.
And so they're not crushing the heart that possibly could kill them immediately, which is still horrible.
Yeah.
But they are torturing this child.
Look, they changed there's a very serious legal issue we're looking at right now, whether their informed consent is valid, because when they do this, they change the baby into a breech position. I mean, they intentionally do this, which violates their own informed consent. I got to tell you something, folks. If this was anybody else but Planned Parenthood, they'd be indicted today for what they're doing. Now, I hope they do get indicted. They deserve it, in my legal opinion. But I will tell you what it is. Disgusting. And in America, in the United States of America now, don't have the President of the United States, do not have the President of the United States ever say this.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
So I need everybody, as we go to a break, we're going to be back in a few minutes here. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And sign that petition. Defund Planned Parenthood. Have the hearings. They're in trouble. Let's get on these corporations also. I'm going to get these petitions also to the number of these corporations. This is a dual attack here. But it's actually a trifecta, because we also litigate Planned Parenthood on a regular basis. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. The petition, simple. Stop the money. Put them under investigation. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign that petition. Follow us on Facebook, folks, and get your friends on Periscope. Back with more in a moment.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Dude!
Mobile, Ford Motor Company, and Xerox say they've asked Planned Parenthood to remove their name as corporate donors to the embattled organization. Interestingly, representatives from Ford Motor Company said this: "We're making sure that Ford Motor Company is not listed as a Planned Parenthood contributor on their website because we're not. In addition, we do not offer employee matches for charitable contributions. It has been at least 10 years since Ford stopped matching employee gift contributions, period, and certainly they haven't given any to Planned Parenthood. Xerox was listed. They said, we checked our files for 20 years and have no record of the Xerox Corporation contributing to Planned Parenthood." Folks, this is going to continue. Of course, Hillary Clinton's defending Planned Parenthood, and she's from what she calls concerted attacks. Meanwhile, her email situation is quite the interesting subject of discussion today. But let's stay on the topic here. We've got a lot of calls coming and a lot coming in via Periscope. Let's take some.
That's right. A lot of coming from Periscope. Give me your questions, specific questions on Periscope, and I'll get them answered. But let's go to the phones. We've got a full bank of calls right now. Cassie is calling from Maryland on line 6.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi, guys and lady. First of all, I want to say you guys rock. I've been a member for two decades.
Thanks.
And I've been a pro-lifer my whole life. And first thing I want to say to our brothers and sisters in the Lord, remember that in an abortion, it's not just one victim, there's two.
Right.
Second of all, if those people who scream and cry for pro-choice,
yep,
educate themselves about the medical procedures down to the very dot and dot the I's and then cross the T's.
Oh, the medical procedure itself. Let me tell you something. I'm going to find the bite where they talk about a less crunchy technique. I mean, less crunchy technique. I mean, this is the doctors of Planned Parenthood.
If we want to pursue this mutually, I'll mention this to Ian in terms of how he feels about using a less crunchy technique to get.
This is another one of the a less crunchy technique. And CC, of course, we've been saying this. I mean, there are two victims. The women become the victim here. Planned Parenthood, first of all, they're violating informed consent laws if they're in fact changing the procedures. Secondly, the woman is the victim.
Right.
And so is, of course, the unborn child.
Absolutely. And the one thing they are very, very afraid of is education. That's what they don't want. That's why they don't want an ultrasound. That's why they don't want to give a woman options when she walks through the door of Planned Parenthood, because if she knows those options, if she is educated on what an abortion is and what's going to happen and sees her baby in an ultrasound, she will change her mind. Yep. They don't want education.
And they don't want competition. They view the crisis pregnancy center as competition.
Let's get to some phone calls. Jane's calling from Texas on line 4.
Hi, Jane.
Jane, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, sorry. So the one thing that I wanted to point out, when you try to get funding for an abortion at Planned Parenthood, they will not fund the abortion unless you wait until you're 12 weeks. At 12 weeks, they'll do a partial funding and a full funding at 16 weeks.
Well, look, I mean, here's the truth of the matter. Jordan, we got less than a minute here, but the truth of the matter is, I think Evan's call from earlier today was right. I think they want to do these late-term abortions because they know they've got a revenue source here, Jordan, with the sale of these fetal body parts. They've been caught now, but that's what they are doing.
Well, that's right. And so they're backtracking, they're trying to clarify, but they are not saying that these videos are incorrect. They're not saying they don't do this. They are saying that they do, but they get consent to do it. But that's not really the issue. The issue is that the way they're performing the abortions to get these body parts, as one of the callers said, the fact that we now know, one of the other reasons why they support these later term abortions and fight so tough against even restrictions on abortions in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month of pregnancy. And it makes a lot of sense now when you look at their overall scope of how they're operating.
All right, more of your calls when we come back at 800-684-3110. Are we going to stay up on Periscope?
Join us now.
Okay, so we're staying up on Periscope, and we encourage you to do that. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on the petition. Remember, folks, last few days here are our matching challenge for July. We're doing great. Thank you. Help us keep going as we fight this on multiple fronts. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls and comments in a moment.
It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, ACLJ.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Of course, Nancy Pelosi's reaction to all this is we need to probe into the group that's targeting Planned Parenthood. Just like they're, I guess they're probing the group that targeted conservatives like the IRS. They only probe groups that, you know, are not on their side of the equation. That's the nature of this. I want to go to Than Bennett here. We'll take your calls in a moment. Than, let's talk about the legislation. Congresswoman Black has been introduced. There's been a companion piece in the Senate as well. So we've got corporate moving going on here and congressional action.
Yeah, Congresswoman Black moved within days on this, Jay, introducing H.R. 3134. And then the day after she introduced her bill, Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma introduced the same thing. And, Jay, this is much broader than even previous efforts. This would not only get at discretionary funding, this would immediately block the $400 million that comes through Medicaid as well. So over a half a billion dollars to Planned Parenthood would freeze tomorrow. That would let these investigations finish, the prosecutions potentially finish, and then they would reevaluate. You're talking about half a billion dollars would be frozen immediately if these two bills pass.
You start talking about these corporations saying no, it's going to be, you're talking serious revenue here, folks, impacting Planned Parenthood. Let's take a phone call.
Yep, let's go to Kelly, who's calling from California on line five. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kelly.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, where can we find out who these corporations are that do support Planned Parenthood so we can let them know that they're going to no longer be receiving our business?
Great. Sure. Planned Parenthood has pulled the list for the corporate list of everyone, but you can still find it online if you search. People have screen grabbed it, posted it. However, that being said, people like Xerox and Ford and Coke, a lot of them are saying, we never had anything to do with it. So right now you really have to do some digging to find out exactly who's been giving. But that includes, the list included, unless they get put out, was Adobe, American Cancer Society, American Express, AT&T, Bank of America, Bath & Body Works, Ben & Jerry's, Converse. Tons of people who have been donating. But again, you kind of have to now dig a little bit further to see if those were actually true statements.
Yeah, the Daily Signal had a list of 41. Some of those corporations said, we don't support Planned Parenthood, even though they were, Planned Parenthood had them listed. Right. So that's part of that. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call or comment.
Sure, let's go to Kay, who's calling from North Carolina online.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just have a question for you. I know a lot of states right now have the fetal homicide law.
Correct.
And it seems ludicrous to me that it seems like to me that the only time a child is considered a child in the womb is if the mother wants it or not.
Well, right. And in most states have it, if a pregnant woman is killed or murdered or even harmed and the baby dies as a result of it, there's either a civil action or a criminal action. And that, Cece, is pretty normative in most states right now.
It is.
And so the states recognize the baby's right when it comes to that kind of action. It's just Planned Parenthood and their abortion cronies have been able to put this distortion factor in play.
Absolutely. And that's been the problem. And that's what's been brought up even when the Unborn Pain Capable Child Protection Act came up.
Yep.
That states are, you know, how do you get around this? That it's not a murder in one instance, but it is in the other. And I think now there's 9 states that are starting to investigate Planned Parenthood with this issue as well.
I want to ask Jordan Than something here quickly, please. And that is, Jordan, we do have a list of corporations, as Logan said. Now, Planned Parenthood's taken it down, but it's up. You can get it at Daily Signal. And some of those companies may not be giving money to Planned Parenthood. It's just Planned Parenthood had them up there. There is nothing, Jordan, prohibiting individuals that are listening to this broadcast now telling Bank of America or AT&T or American Express, wherever it might be. And these are companies a lot of us use every day. You know what? Stop doing this.
Yeah, I mean, if you go through this full list and you look at the scope here, and you know, they have Tostitos listed as one, you know, the chips, but Tostitos is actually a subsidiary of Frito-Lay, which is a subsidiary of PepsiCo. And so, I mean, you know, you're doing 3 steps. So some of these, they were, you know, they're multi-listed. And I mean, Wells Fargo and Verizon are on there. And and you can go through the list. Susan G. Komen Foundation is still on the list. Nike was still on the list. Oracle, Pfizer. And then you've got Levi Jeans, you know, on the same list. And Macy's. And you know, you keep going through this. Exxon. Different banks. It's basically, if this corporate world pulls back, and maybe they get a handful of the ones that would stay behind. But, I mean, the majority of this corporate world pulls back. That's, again, significant revenue stream, whether it's matching employee donations, charitable contributions, or actually funding different Planned Parenthood programs. I think there should be more pressure put on these companies because you also want to see what are their states doing. What are they doing even with local their setups that they have? How much money? Why is Planned Parenthood claiming this if they're saying they're not giving it?
Well, I mean, Xerox said they haven't given it. They look back 20 years and can't find anything. But I think it's just it's kind of this aura of respectability. That veneer is being peeled off right now. And effectively, Than, do we have the momentum here congressionally?
Oh, there's no question we do.
Because corporate side, I think it's clearly we need to put that pressure up. But it's clearly moving in our direction.
It's moving in our direction, but Jordan touched on the key thing here. All 41 of these companies should be forced to make the same statement that the 3 already did, because last week, Jay, Planned Parenthood said these companies are with them, and if these companies, if these 41 major corporations walk away from Planned Parenthood, that will give politicians that have been in Planned Parenthood's pocket the impetus, more than the impetus, it will force them to run away from them as well.
That is happening now. We got to keep this pressure on, Logan.
That's right. And speaking of that, we actually had someone ask that specifically. How do we keep the momentum going? We had that in Periscope. How do we keep this in the news, and how do we keep this as part of the society in general as the news cycle runs so quickly?
Well, here's what's going to happen, though. I think this group has got the filmmaker here said they've got months of videos to release. I mean, weeks and weeks and weeks. Now, I think the pressure on that filmmaker is going to be great. We are reaching out to them. If they need any legal help, we're here, obviously, because we do documentaries. We know the law on this. We do a lot of First Amendment free speech. We know what the laws are, and we're willing to defend. But look, I mean, there's a strategy here, and Planned Parenthood, the governmental strategy is change the focus to the filmmaker. And what's so interesting here, this is a comment yesterday. This is from the filmmaker who was on Shannon Hannity's broadcast. Take a listen, number 28.
We probably have hundreds to even thousands of hours total of videotape over the past 2.5 years. Of the really, really shocking, compelling stuff, we've probably got dozens upon dozens of hours, and that'll continue to be released in the days and months to come.
So we're going to see tape after tape after tape as bad as the 2 that we've already seen, or worse?
Exactly. Even worse.
Even worse. Because I think you're going to see the exchange of who knows what. I think it's going to be worse. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
Sure, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Lindsay, who's calling on line 2. Lindsay, welcome to Jay Sekiola.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, thank you so much.
Sure.
I am supporting you guys prayerfully and
Thanks.
Financially.
Great.
And
thank you.
God bless you, and God bless the unborn.
Yep.
But the comment is, well, actually my question is, how can we expect the DOJ to perform a legitimate and unbiased investigation when they've proven that they cannot with the supposed and ridiculous investigations against the conservative groups when they were working with the IRS?
Yeah, so I called the DOJ investigation, Lindsay, of the of the targeting scandal, a faux investigation, a fake investigation, and the DOJ is not going to investigate Planned Parenthood. They will investigate the film projector, the film producer. That's because this is where elections have consequences. What we have to do is not let that happen as far as legally and making sure the focus is on the sale of body parts and the crushing of the baby. That is the focus. And we have to be like a laser beam, and you bring up a great question. We cannot, no one that's listening to me, I honestly do not believe that anyone, CeCe, listening to us, believes that the DOJ is going to investigate Planned Parenthood. They're in the pocket of the president, and the president's in their pocket.
Absolutely. I think they've already changed their position.
Yep.
So, you know, we don't even have to speculate on that. And we know what they did with the IRS. Not only did they not investigate, they were implicated in it.
They were a co-conspirator, really.
Right.
So Pelosi says, let's have an investigation of those people who are trying to ensnare Planned Parenthood in a controversy that doesn't exist. I mean, it's enough. All right, let's go back to calls. And we got a lot of calls coming in, 800-684-3110.
Right, and a comment from Periscope, Jen Ponce, and the search of life on other planets, as we do often, they consider anything with organic material life, but not this.
Right.
We have a lot of other comments. One person, but abortion is not what God means when he said, let the children come to me.
Right,
pretty,
absolutely.
Pretty hardcore stuff that's going on here on our Periscope feed. So make sure you join us. Be part of the conversation. And you can join with us, find at Jay Sekulow Live on Periscope.
Yeah, we'll take more calls after the break. I want to go to Jordan on something here legally. There is going to be a focus, I think, Jordan, an attempt to discredit the film producer. We're going to offer help, and of course we're doing that just even being on the air. But they are going to, you know Washington well, you and Than, they're going to move, the target's going to move.
Oh, that's right. I mean, this is, again, they're going to focus and try to refocus the attention on the films themselves. And as Logan was talking about, the idea that, you know, they've got thousands of hours of film. They're trying to put out what news can take with it, but they're happy to put up, as they already have with the first two, the full video so people can see the entire conversation, see that they weren't editing out of context. They were just editing for time purposes, and we live in a 24-hour news cycle now. But they're certainly going to try and shift the focus here away. The question is, will we allow that to happen? And we've got pro-life majorities in the House and Senate now. We don't have super majorities, but we have pro-life majorities. So it really needs to, that support needs to continue. It can't just be outrage for a day, outrage for a week. We can't forget this.
All right, and Than, when we come back from break, I want to ask you about how that momentum is going to affect Capitol Hill. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110. Sign that petition. Defund them. Investigate them. Enough is enough. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And don't forget that we right now, and this is critical, folks, are in our matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow. We got some great comments coming in from Periscope. Again, join the conversation. It's the way right now. If you want, our phone lines are jammed. So if you want to get a comment in before the show is over after this segment, join us on Periscope. One, Jen Ponch just put, this is not a religious fight. This is just about human decency. And yep. I think that is a great launching point for this, because the conversation, like I said, it goes both ways on Periscope. And a lot of people yep. come from both sides. But I think that's been one of the interesting parts about this. And that's very clear by Coke and by Xerox. This does not have anything to do with religion at this point or faith. This has to do with pure decency and disgust.
Yeah, because this is disgusting, as I've said. All right, let's take a phone call or a comment here. Let's go ahead.
Sure. Let's go to Kyle, who's calling on line one. Kyle, thanks for holding so long.
Hey, Kyle, sorry it took so long to get to you, but go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, I just had a quick question. Who in the world buys these body parts, and is there a way that you could expose these people and go after them?
Well, first of all, Planned Parenthood sold it for profit. They're violating federal law. Right, CC. I mean, so if they've actually, yeah. So let's go through that part first.
Well, and that's why they're so careful about what they're saying. There's a quote in the video that says they want to come to a number that doesn't look like they're making money.
Right.
So they're very careful to try and find that valuable consideration loophole in the federal legislation.
Right.
So even though they're selling, right. they're very careful not to make it look like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, but there and the market that exists is the. There is a tissue research market for medical purposes, and that what Evan called in earlier, it was a great call, said he wondered, and I think this is a good point, if they want to push these late-term abortions because they get more developed body parts to sell. Now, Fan, politically, where does this go?
Well, I think the politicians are going to be forced to answer the question, Jay. Do we in America want to condone experimentation on body parts? Because that's what's happening
yep.
here. Listen, this organ has no value unless it's a human organ. And that goes to Evan's point. That's why they do these late-term abortions, so that they can get human organs to experiment on. And a pro-choice, they call themselves pro-choice, but a pro-choice lawmaker is now going to have to make a choice. Are they going to stand behind that practice, or are they going to run away from Planned Parenthood? They can't have it both ways.
Yeah, I think that's actually right. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
Sure. Pam is calling from Georgia on line six.
Hi, Pam.
Pam, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. Sorry about that.
I actually just had a comment, and it was really that this should be an exhortation to Christians. We know that those who are in this industry and who believe in this procedure, this heinous procedure,
yep.
is just right out of the pit of hell, and they are deceived. And I think that more Christians need to make a stand. And if we think that we're on a slippery slope and at the bottom of it, we're in for a rude awakening because it's only going to
yeah.
get worse, I think that the next thing they're going to do is they're going to talk about the baby's life being not being in vain. And so let's just use these body parts so that their lives are not in vain. And that's going to be just a further lie.
Well, you have to understand what's happening here. And George Grant brought this up yesterday. They are... Of course, we've known this for decades, so this is not anything new. But they've had an approach, a strategy of using what they call, and it started with Margaret Sanger, using the robes. That's what they call it, the using the robes. We have these different, we go to the judges, we go to the academy, we go to the legislator. I mean, this is kind of the process. Listen to what George had to say about that.
The idea of the strategy of the robes is, look, we don't want to capture this political party or that political party, because then... we're at the mercy of the winds of whatever the political climate
right.
is at the time. So what we want to do is we want to capture the robes. Mm. The robes of the judiciary,
yep.
the
they
robes of academia,
mm.
and the robes of the clergy.
And that is part of the strategy overall here. And unfortunately, they have been successful, but they are on the ropes right now. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We've got a lot of comments coming in as well.
Right, a lot of people coming up on Periscope, a lot of people with a lot of energy putting into this. It's really an incredible moment to be involved in what we're doing here. One person just posted, we shouldn't make this a Christian issue because this is purely Nazi logic.
Well, it is happened. Nazi logic, and this is not a Christian issue in the sense, I mean, I think that Christians obviously are engaged in this, but anybody that respects human rights and human decency, and I do want to ask this to Jordan, because this is the situation, Jordan, where this really has been now recast as a fundamental human rights issue. Because Planned Parenthood doesn't deny it's a baby they're crunching anymore. This is a human rights issue.
Well, that's absolutely right. And it's an issue about how are we going to treat human life? How are we going to treat, as Stan was talking about, this idea of this medical research into fetal body parts and the sale of those? And are we going to okay that as a society? Is that something we're going to allow? Now that we've got, you know, there are laws on the books trying to prevent this, but they always find loopholes, and that's what they've done. Now they've been exposed for it, so no one can deny that they're doing this. They're not denying that they're doing this.
Right.
The question is, will we actually allow this in the United States of America in 2015 with the technology we have and the medical research we can do? Is this going to be acceptable? And that's a question that will have to be... It's to the American people. We elect our members of Congress. We elect our president. And I don't think this has to go away. We don't have to just rely on President Obama here. This is, if there's as many videos they talk about, this is going to be an issue after he's gone.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I want to give you a little bit of an understanding about Planned Parenthood, too. When I talked to George Grand, who wrote the book Grand Illusion, and the book called Killing Angel, this is Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, we talked about how she, in the beginning... This was a eugenics movement. So listen to this.
And she identified the lower end of the gene pool.
So who are they? In her view, who are the lower ends of the... That Margaret Sanger's words here.
In her words, they were Slavs, Eastern Europeans, and blacks.
So that was her group that she targeted.
That's her group. And what she wanted to do was she wanted to eliminate that part of the gene pool so that she could create, in her words, a race of thoroughbreds.
We're talking about the founder of Planned Parenthood. Let's take another call.
That's right. Let's take our last call for the day. Roger's calling from Florida on line four. Roger, quickly.
Hi, Roger.
Comment?
Yes, Jay, I'll just make it quick. I heard you mention earlier that Verizon is one of Planned Parenthood's supporters. Yeah. I'm going to call them and talk to them about changing that to somebody else.
Well, ask them. Here's what you do, Roger. Just ask them to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Say you want to use their service. You just don't want them supporting Planned Parenthood.
I'll definitely mention that then. Take care and God bless.
Thank you very much. Fan, I think this corporate push is going to be become a big deal.
I do, too. I mean, I think Planned Parenthood's crossed a line here. I think they have gone so far to a place where the American people won't agree with them, and even corporate America won't agree with them. And, Jay, when corporate America starts walking away, the American people are going to follow as well.
I think that's absolutely correct. All right, folks, here's what we need you to do. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. Defund Planned Parenthood and investigate them. More of these reports coming. Could be as early as Monday. Next Wednesday, by the way, I'm testifying in Washington, D.C., the issue, the IRS targeting scandal. Of course, there the Department of Justice does nothing, doesn't really investigate the IRS. But, of course, they want to investigate the filmmaker, not Planned Parenthood, who may be knowingly and willfully violating the law. Remember what the doctor said. She would like to make some money on this. She hasn't talked about compensation in a long time. A Lamborghini would be nice. The casual mention of that, the tone, unacceptable. The legalities, if there's a loophole, let's close it. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Don't forget our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. And friends on Periscope, get your other friends to become part of this great conversation we get to have with you most days of the week on the radio broadcast. And Logan's let you know quickly how to do that.
That's right. Join Periscope, download the app, however way you get app on your smartphone, and sign up and search for Jay Sekulow. We do it every day. You can watch the show and interact with listeners all over the world.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.